Well, it was great fun. Kind of a Lou LaPalooza, according to Chris McCoskey of the Detroit News. They sold out Comerica Park for Sweet Lou and retiring his number one now on the bricks alongside Alan Trammell's number three for all eternity. And then a great, gritty, but important win. I mean, well, all wins are important. A win for the Tigers. But there were other activities going on, and Sean Bolligian and Trevor Huth taking a look at some of the other important news for the future of Tiger baseball. In fact, we welcome Trevor Huth, the Bless You Boys writer. Trevor, good morning. I understand you spent a little time doing some interviews of a Tigers first-round draft pick.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I did, and it was a lot of fun to get out there. On Friday, the Tigers' first-round pick, Jace Young, made his professional debut. On Thursday, it was announced that they were going to be assigning him to the Tigers' affiliate here in Michigan, the West Michigan Whitecaps. And the next day, he made his debut and was able to speak to the media. And it was great to be able to talk to him and hear from him and, you know, about his journey. He's coming up from Lubbock, Texas. Texas Tech is where they drafted him out of. So it was a little bit warm that day. He said it felt like winter, and you know, it was a lot of fun to be out there for his debut. And he said he felt really welcomed. Here's what he said.
Man, when I first got here, Coach Pena gave me a big old hug, smiled, and said you made my day. So I was like, dang. Like, I just felt very welcomed, you know, to the team. They were all so nice. Every coach introduced themselves, and, you know, they had nice things to say about me. You know, it was just awesome there. I think everything right now is just, like, it's kind of like a dream right now. Just living out a dream.
Isn't that something? It's true everywhere. It's how people make you feel that you'll remember, and what a nice positive impact on Chase Young. What were your thoughts, Trevor? And Sean, you weigh in as well. What do you guys think of this guy?
Yeah, I'm intrigued to hear, Trevor. What type of pitcher is he? What kind of arsenal does he show?
Well, Young's actually a infielder. He was playing second base. Not all weekend. He got one of the days off, but he's been playing second base for West Michigan, and he's a bat first kind of a player who could show a lot of power. He's still kind of getting adjusted to the pitching at this level. He got a month off just around there in between when he was drafted and finished playing in college versus when he started playing professionally. So he's still kind of getting his eyesight back on these pitches, kind of trying to shake the rust off. But he's got a really nice quick swing, and that provides him a lot of power. He should be able to hit soon. And then he's been playing second base. He played it pretty well, like he's been doing his whole life. So it's really exciting for him to make his professional debut. And, you know, when he was drafted, he said something along the lines of, if there was a brick wall in front of him, he would have run right through it. So he's very excited to be a part of this Tigers organization. And I'm pretty sure the Tigers are pretty happy to have him.
You know, I had Matt Manning on my mind because, you know, this is a guy people might recall, highly touted first round draft choice. Trevor, it was great to see him come out and pitch the way that he did yesterday. What do you think about Matt Manning right now? You know, there are some people that almost gave up on the guy, which I think is silly when you're still as young as he is. But what are you seeing out of Matt Manning?
You know, it's exciting to see Matt Manning pitch that well for a number of reasons. And I think for me, the most exciting is the fact that it's been such a tough year with him. You know, he goes down with injury. He's on his way back, and then he gets pulled from a rehab start, and it gets announced that he was going through some dehydration stuff. So he comes back for another rehab start. He gets hurt again. It's just been so up and down and a really tough road to come back. So to see him come back and have arguably the best game of his professional career, one of the best games of his professional career, that's just something you really love to see, especially with a Tigers team that's built this team around young pitching with Tarik Skubal and Casey Mize and Matt Manning and Bo Brisky and all pitching is the focal point of what this rebuild has been. So it's good to see that now that, you know, there's some health with some of these pitchers, they're pitching really well.
Good stuff. Hey, you know what? I mean, with some of those names that you mentioned, obviously it hasn't happened as quickly as we hoped. And, you know, I think the plan all along was to have, you know, a bunch of these guys kind of blossom, you know, this year and make a contender. Where do you think this farm system is at, Trevor? I mean, not that long ago, a lot of people thought, hey, one of the most talented, maybe not as deep, but high-end talented guys. Where is this farm system at now?
I think this farm system's at a point that has more depth than it has in years past. It doesn't necessarily have the top high-end talent of the Riley Greens and the Spencer Torkelsons,
sure.
But the Riley Green and Spencer Torkelsons are both very young still. I know that with Torkelson, he was not the immediate superstar everybody was hoping, but you know, his draft year was the COVID year. He got drafted and took a year off. That's really hard on a player's development. So there's still, you know, just getting at bats for him will be super helpful. So you have those two young guys who are no longer technically prospects. And then you look down and, you know, now you have Jace Young, who's at the top or near the top of most prospect lists, and Jackson Jobe, which is last year's first round pick, and a bunch of other guys climbing up. One guy who's really exciting is Isaac Pacheco, who made his debut in high A in West Michigan alongside Jace Young on Friday. So there are some interesting names, and there's more depth than there used to be. So when you get into, if you're looking at public prospect lists, if you get into the 15 to 20 range, those players are arguably a lot better than the 15 to 20 range of 2 or 3 years ago, or, you know, around that time. So I think while it lacks the top end of the superstar status, it has a lot more depth, and that's a good place to be as you're trying to develop and, you know, build a consistent winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of those things, let's be honest, always nice little trade pieces if the Tigers try to, you know, switch things up, no doubt about it. How would you describe this year, Trevor? Nobody saw this coming. I mean, there were some people that thought, not quite ready to really compete yet, but nobody saw this coming. What do you attribute this year to for the Tigers?
It's just been tough. I mean, they went out and got a few different players to help them win, Eduardo Rodriguez and Austin Meadows and Javier Baez. And those players just have been hurt. It's just been tough, and it's been frustrating, I think, is the best way to describe how this season has gone.
Well,
we
eternally believe that next season will be the one. It's what we just do. We say it's going to happen. And with the young guys like Chase Young and those that they sign up and add to the roster, and I'm glad, Trevor Huth, you had a chance to speak with him and give us a little flavor. What I like most is the enthusiasm that these kids come to the team with, and they believe, and so we end up believing, too, that next year is going to be better. Thanks, Trevor. Are you there?
Yes, thank you, Paul. Okay. I appreciate it. Always love talking to you.
Always love talking with Trevor Huth, the Bless You Boys writer, and that other new kid, Sean Bellegian, who was a busy, busy boy with a lot going on in sports here on WJR at 8:45.